Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's episode of Start Living Sustainable. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are listening in from. I'm glad you're here because this episode is truly a special one. I'm excited to open this conversation with a friend of mine. Molly is joining us from Seoul, Korea. She's an international speaker, a corporate wellness consultant, and mental health advocate. She's the founder of Path Folk. She's very proactive in managing stress. And of course, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Her clients say that she simplifies really complex subjects into bite-sized insights that are tangible. So this should be easy for us today to really understand. And as we continue into the new year, this is actually the perfect time to pause and contemplate and just really get in touch with how we're doing and feeling in our individual wellness paths. I'm hoping we're all on a path to wellness, or at least to improve and sustain our health and well-being. Now, would you agree that we all encounter stress in some way in our everyday lives that could really impact us unless we know how to manage it and deal with it? And so I'm hoping that we will be able to share some tools with you today that will help you better manage stress. Well, Molly is here to share her professional perspective and some personal strategies with us today. I am glad that she's here, and I know you're going to be blessed with a few stress-busting ideas that can potentially help you better understand how to deal with the stress in your work and in your home life. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Here's the thing. Stress affects us all differently, kind of like our path to wellness. It's as diverse as each and every one of us as we walk this thing out. And that's why I'm so committed to making the journey accessible and enjoyable as possible for you so that you can reduce stress and gain a thorough understanding of the most common, harmful substances and ingredients to avoid and get rid of in your household products so that you know how to choose safer alternatives. I am offering the 1-hour session. You can book a home detox audit session with me, and I will personally walk you through the steps to promote a healthier home environment for you and your family. So don't delay. The link is below. You can book that session with me today so that we can get started on your wellness journey. So let's jump into the conversation and discover different ways that you can gain some help, right, and move into taking action whenever, wherever you're faced with a stressful situation. Molly, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you for having me, Cynthia. What a wonderful welcome. I'm thrilled to be here and excited to talk to you guys today about stress and how do we manage it? How do we turn stress into strength? As we head into the new year, we're looking to really kind of build up our energy and our confidence and moving forward to achieve all our goals.
Yes, absolutely. Stress is something that we all deal with. You can't avoid it. It's going to come. It's a part of life. I think the important thing that we're going to be learning a little bit more about today is our options and how we deal with it so that we can better manage it and it doesn't affect us negatively. Molly, I have a few questions for you. I'd really like for my listeners to know just a little bit about you. Can you just give us a little bit of your backstory?
Sure. So I've spent 20 years working in the fashion industry myself, in corporate marketing and brand strategy. And in the last few years, have transitioned from kind of brand well-being and understanding how do your mission and vision and values of a company impact the organization. I've moved that work into employee well-being and individual well-being. So how do we kind of define who we are as a person, our mission, our vision, our values, and how do we embody that sense of well-being in everything we do? So my work now as a certified corporate wellness specialist is partnering with corporations and working with their human resources department or head of talent care and looking at their overall well-being strategy for the organization, saying, okay, what are you doing now to kind of empower your employees to be able to manage work-life balance and deal with all the stress that comes their way, whether it's at work or at home? So I'm going into organizations and I am speaking to their leadership and their teams about stress management techniques, about mental health awareness, and about mindfulness. And how can we embody these virtues and values more every day to be able to reach our full potential?
All right, so let's start with helping our listeners understand what stress is. Can you explain that for them?
Sure. So stress is our body's response to a trigger. Stress is a physiological response. It's something that's happening in our brain that is our body's way of originally protecting us. So stress is what happens in our amygdala. If you've ever heard of the flight, fight, freeze, have you ever heard that term? Yeah. Yeah. So that's basically stress. That's what we all go through every day, numerous times a day. It's kind of, oh my gosh, what do we do? Like, this happened. I got an email from my boss. I can't believe they're asking me this. How do I handle it? Or I get a call from the school. I have to go pick up my child. They did something at school today. There's that up. And we decide in that moment, how are we going to respond to this stressor? We have stressors hitting us, as we said, kind of at any period of our life. On different levels. So external stressors, which are in the environment, climate change, infrastructure, war, job changes, and then in our home, child screaming, running late to work, the normal stress. So we're getting hit
Right.
all of the time.
And it's worrying. It's all these thoughts, right, that we fill our heads up with.
Exactly. Harvard did a study that our mind has 50 to 60,000 thoughts per day. That's
That's
like
busy.
3,000 thoughts an hour. That's a busy mind.
Yes.
That's a busy mind. And another way we can look at it can be a stressful mind or it cannot be a stressful mind. So what we do with those thoughts and how we handle them is how we internalize and process stress. So stress simply is the physiological response of our amygdala, a part of our brain saying, uh-oh, I need to protect this person. There's a trigger. And it sets off a series of hormonal responses that release cortisol or adrenaline, which is that flight fight response. So that's like, do I move or do I freeze?
So our body has a direct correlation to the stressors that we're dealing with. And how are some of the ways that impacts our body?
It's a great question. Exactly. So the stress, you kind of feel it, right? Sometimes you feel frozen, like, oh my gosh, that just happened. Or you're like, I'm gonna be reactive. I'm gonna respond to this person with a fast email, or I'm gonna start yelling at my child. That's how we're responding to stress because the hormones are running through our body. And if we're not aware of it, if we don't take that time to pause, to breathe slowly, and give yourself 5 seconds or 9 seconds before responding, the stress starts moving and we either fight, which is being argumentative or reactive. We freeze where we don't do anything. And sometimes people get paralyzed by fear. Oh, I don't know what to do here. I'm not even going to respond to this email. I'm just going to ignore my colleague or ignore my boss's request or
And you
ignore
can't
my
do that
partner.
too long because life moves on and you have to. So, how to do it in a way that's not going to impact you negatively, even if it's a negative situation.
I think that's it. And so it's up to us to decide how we respond to this stress.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do we cultivate resilience in those instances?
And so cultivating resilience is something that we build on kind of as part of our life journey, right? From a young age. So as a parent, it's something you can start to cultivate with your children. And with us, it's something we can start from day one. But the ultimate foundation to cultivating resilience is awareness.
Okay.
So we have to take the time to really process what's going on, to acknowledge what's happening, and to sit with the emotion. So the stress creates cortisol and adrenaline, which run through our body and we feel it. And if we don't release it, we don't find a way to switch off the stress, then you said kind of how does it impact our body? Long-term stress can lead to disease. The World Health Organization has stated that stress is the number one indicator to long-term mental health and physical health issues.
And so chronic illness is connected to stress in some ways.
100% directly correlated to stress.
Dealing with stress in the right way and managing it, because we can't avoid it, is going to be critical in our well-being.
Correct. Managing stress proactively is the number one thing we can do to improve our quality of life.
Yes.
And our well-being.
That is interesting because, you know, people do deal with stressors, I guess, differently. And depending on what helps you, and there are options, I know we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But I always say that trouble is going to come, and our minds can get stuck into even thinking about what if, and it hasn't even happened yet. It's so important for me to bring up a scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 34. It tells us not to be anxious about anything, not to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough worries and concerns. I like what you said, Molly, about taking the moments throughout your day as you're dealing with difficult situations to just stop, take a moment and breathe. I love that.
One of the things that I do recommend people integrate into their lives to manage stress is 3 rest and reset rituals throughout the day. So find a time. I love this, and I've started the new year doing this for myself. So you find a time in the morning, in the afternoon around lunch, and in the evening before bed that just belongs to you, where there's no partner, no children, no dog around to disturb you. You can be at the office, you can be in your bedroom, but this is time where you choose to reset your sympathetic nervous system to your parasympathetic. So our sympathetic nervous system is where we're constantly dealing with stress. That's where we're kind of in this flight, fight, freeze response. We have to consciously make an effort to switch it off and turn on our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the P for pause, taking that time to reset so that all that cortisol and adrenaline running through our body can stop. Because when we're in a world where we're seeing the news, we're on Instagram, we're at the office, we have email, we come home, we hear children and dogs and a partner who may be having their own challenges that day, it's really hard for us to turn it off. If we don't learn to turn off the stress in our body, to turn off the sympathetic nervous system to the parasympathetic, we develop chronic stress, which is what leads to anxiety and depression and potentially burnout.
It's really important that people understand that it's okay to take time out or take moments throughout your day to just detach from whatever may be bothering you.
Essential.
For me, those moments in the morning, in the middle of the day, or in the evening, it's prayer. It's really just stopping and trying to draw strength from God, because we're just these mortal beings and we can only take so much. There's so much information coming to us day in and day out that it's easy to find ourselves in a place where we're just overwhelmed with everything that's going on.
We have to externally process the stress. Yes. The problem where people are internalizing stress is it gets stored in the body. Mm-hmm. And so when you feel like, oh, my shoulder's tight, oh, it's from all this stress. Yes, it's from all this stress. And that knot in your body gets worse. Mm-hmm. There was an amazing study done in Finland with 1,000 participants across Eastern Europe and East Asia. And the professor who managed the study gave everyone silhouettes of the body, 2 silhouettes, black silhouettes. And he showed them videos of people going through their life. And he also read them stories. And he asked them, when you see this person, when you hear this story, what emotion comes to mind for you? And the participants were asked to color the silhouettes of the body. Across the board, 1,000 people agreed synonymously that the emotions were stored in the body in the same exact places. So where you may feel anxiety, you know, in your chest, everyone showed kind of a redness in the chest. Or when you feel shame, it showed in the same part of the body. It's an amazing study that begins to show how our emotions get trapped in our body. And if we're not releasing them or externally processing, that's how stress leads to long-term disease. It has to be externally processed.
We want to make sure that we deal with it in a positive way. Breathing exercises really help me. I love being able to just take a moment and take deep belly breaths because it helps me to calm down right away. When I'm upset about something or I'm stressed about something, it helps relax my nerves. Listeners may find that taking a long walk is helpful to them. We all know that we're dealing with stress on a daily basis because we live in this modern world. We can't negate the fact that we need to, with everything else going on, we need to take care of ourselves. And this is definitely one of the things that we want to be mindful of in terms of stressing. The good news is that you don't have to do this alone. It helps to have a support system in place. It could be a friend. For me, reading the Bible with a friend or reading it alone, it could be a family member that you sit and talk to. But Molly, I wanted to ask you, in terms of working moms, busy with a ton of things to do, how do you bring those techniques to life in your personal life and deal with those stressors you had at work, but now you're bringing it home?
That's a great question. So as I mentioned earlier, I recommend 3 reset and rest rituals throughout the day, 3 times a day that belong to you. And so what I do personally, so in the morning, I do 10-minute abs every day. That's my non-negotiable. So okay. I have kind of non-negotiables that belong to me. So I'm up out of bed at 6:30 and the first thing I do is 10-minute abs and no one can talk to me. No one can interrupt me. It's like my moment to start taking care of myself
in the morning. Okay.
And then I do a meditation afterwards. I make my tea and I sit and I'll do a 20-minute meditation in the morning. And that's also just my time to recalibrate, to have alone time, to reflect and plan my day.
Okay.
And I end my day. This is just a new ritual that I love. Is at 9 p.m. I set a candle for myself in my bedroom on my night table. That's just my moment alone, just to have gratitude for the day and to reflect on kind of the highlights of my day and what I'm proud of, to have that positive kind of inner coach, inner cheerleader kind of root me on and set the tone for the evening and the next day.
Okay. Figuring out how to effectively manage stress, whether it's sitting, meditating, whether it's being active and physical, finding that time to do that is crucial. I really love that you came on the show and you're sharing your knowledge and information. And I want my listeners to know that these tips and techniques that you've shared here today, these are things that they can put in place right away. It's not that you have to wait for a moment. You can take the moment right here, right now. Whatever is going on in your life, right? You can just stop and you can start taking care of yourself, understanding how to deal with the stress.
One of the things, Cynthia, that I love to do that's easy for your listeners to apply right after our call is a 5 for 5 minutes of gratitude, 5 things I'm grateful for. I do it every morning when I lay in bed, and I also do it every evening when I lay in bed. This is something you can do throughout your day when you feel like your mind is spinning or something's going wrong and stressing you out, and you're just like, oh, this is happening. You can do your 5 rounds of belly breathing, and then sit and say what you're grateful for, because when you start focusing on gratitude, you appreciate the positive things you have and you switch your mind. You begin to switch from that sympathetic state to the parasympathetic, and you're able to really reconnect and ground yourself in the world instead of letting your mind become an anxious mind and kind of run away with you. You know what I'm always grateful for is my mattress.
Right? But you're thankful for something.
It's the simple things in life. I'm always grateful for the mattress, the pillow, my dog to cuddle with, you know. I think health and happiness I've been grateful for years. So when you do it, you become very focused on the little things.
Yes.
Because in the end, it's the little things that make our life better. You know, I'm grateful that even though it's 20 degrees in Seoul, you know, I'm grateful that my house is heated.
It's how you frame things that are going on in your life. I think that having gratitude and finding 5 things, it does cause you to pause, because you may have to actually think about it. And when you take the time to think about it, I can see how it can actually
switches off that nervous mind.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Some people say get a gratitude journal. I feel like as a busy working woman, getting a gratitude journal and writing it down feels like work for me. But if I just lay in bed and do it, as soon as my eyes open, I say, okay, what are your 5 things you're grateful for? And I say, what's your intention for the day? I wanted to get back to you when you said your intention for the year, because I also came up with 2 words that I felt like aligned with yours.
Oh, what's yours?
So mine is committed and consistent. What's being committed and consistent to my self-practice of work, of self-love, of mindfulness, of lighting my candle, of doing things that I need to do to fill me up so that I can be the best me for my family, for my clients.
Right? Because if you are not filled and you're drained, how are you going to pour into someone else's life? How are you going to help someone and serve someone if you are
so
empty?
True. Right? When we are depleted, it is really hard to parent from a place of calm. I wanted to offer to your readers that we do in my family, Cynthia, that I think could be beneficial is I'm married. And so my husband is here to help and he also has a demanding career, but I've made it clear to him that kind of our roles are equally important and that I also need time away from the home and my household responsibilities and the family. And so we've set time like Sunday mornings or Saturday mornings is kind of his time with my son. And I have time for myself. So in Hong Kong from 8 to 12, he would go skateboarding with my son every single Saturday and Sunday morning.
Okay.
And I would go practice yoga.
That's a partnership. That's a support system.
I think that's a way that families can make a change, that women can make a change in their life immediately if they're not already, is if you have a partner, if you have a parent near you or a sibling in your environment, how can they take 2 to 4 hours off of your plate weekly so that you know every Sunday morning or every Saturday morning, you have alone time for you.
Yes.
And so now they're doing Legos. We're rebuilding Legos in our home. They have like a 3-month commitment to rebuild like a huge Tupperware of Legos.
It's important that you have that understanding in your relationship and listeners the same, because you can't do it all by yourself. The good news is that you're never alone. All you have to do is reach out for help. You have to ask when you need it. But if you don't ask, you may not get what you need. It's so important to follow guidelines that are set before you. And for me, I have to take time out of my busy day to just sit and meditate on the word of God, to sit and pray at night and in the morning, and to be thankful and grateful. Like Molly has just said, understanding that we have that support system in place makes it so much easier.
What I think is important about the support system is that there's consistency. So that for the listeners, it should be an agreement where you sit at the table, you talk it out, you may write it down on paper, where you say, I want to make sure we're on the same page so that the partner doesn't forget, because that happens.
Oh, yeah.
And you say clearly, so every Sunday from 10 to 12 or every Sunday from, you know, 8 to 10 or whatever it is, this is my time and this is the time you're going to take on with the family, so I can plan whether it's a walk or a girlfriend time or a yoga class or your meditation or your reading time, so that you're on the same page. But even yesterday when I was preparing for our talk today, Cynthia, we needed to run and my son forgot his shoes at soccer class, which is an hour away on public transport.
Oh, wow.
And I said, oh my gosh, so I have to take time today to go get these shoes. And my husband said, you know what? I don't have any meetings. Let me leave work early. I'll go get the soccer shoes so you can prepare for your meeting with Cynthia.
Oh, I love him already.
I know. I feel supported.
That was really special.
I think that's kind of what I want for your listeners as well, is kind of how can we have that relationship where we have someone supporting us, right? Whether it's a partner or someone else in our family, so that you don't feel alone. But it is learning to ask for help, which is a really important piece. Mm-hmm. And when we ask for help, it's actually coming from a place of strength. Being able to ask for help is saying, I'm self-aware. I know who I am and I know what I need. And I don't have the fear to ask for it.
Oh,
and I know how to find it. And so it's important that people know that help is there in many different ways, depending on what you're going through, and that asking for it is not a weakness, it's a sign of strength.
That is so true. I appreciate you, Molly, sharing your insight and information with me. I've gotten a lot out of this, as well as with my listeners. I want to thank you. I'm excited about taking action in some of these areas so that we can see that there's strength involved in getting rid of stress. We have to bring Molly back. Molly, how can the listeners reach out to you?
Thank you, Cynthia. So my website is pathfolk.com, PATHFOLK. So for people on their path towards their highest potential, reach out to me there. I'm also on LinkedIn as Molly Lise Cornelius. And my work is focused on well-being strategies. So working with people in kickstarting sessions to help them cultivate more self-awareness, can understand their strengths and build resilience with stress management and mindfulness techniques, and also working with corporations in training and mental health awareness, stress management, and mindful leadership. I'm so glad we've connected and thank you for having me.
You are so welcome.
As we recap today's episode, remember to pause and pray and take moments throughout your busy day to ponder, breathe, and to find peace within to carry on and move forward from a place of strength and leave that stress behind so that you're not dealing with compounded stress upon stress. And remember to let me help you eliminate those stress-causing toxins in your home with a one-hour detox session. So click the link below, book your session with me today, and don't forget to implement some of these tips and strategies in today's episode. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.